The Grey Zone by Michaela Ahlberg and Anna Romberg. Narrated by Kim Naylor and produced by Bookier. Chapter 1. Corporate Conduct, Why It Matters. In our transparent and global society, companies and their leaders are increasingly challenged on corporate conduct, on how they do business, and on the consequences of their decisions. We follow corporate scandals as they unfold in newspapers and other media, and there seem to be a never-ending stream of illegal and unethical business practices being revealed. The scandals not only lead to a tarnished reputation and legal consequences for the company, but also have consequences for senior managers when, as a response to criticism, one of them is chosen as the fall guy and forced to leave. The scandals also have financial impact beyond the company itself, as the share price may plunge drastically. Scandals frequently involve bribes paid through agents, fraud conducted by previously trusted managers, and money funneled through complex ownership structures to offshore accounts. Sweatshops, with children and grown-ups working under what can only be described as slave-like conditions. Leaders, taking advantage of positions of power, making sexual advances, lewd and improper jokes, and various acts of discrimination. Sales activities and business entertainment in strip clubs or with escort services. Adding harassment and bullying of employees who speak up, ignoring unacceptable behavior and even violence, companies are put to shame and struggle to explain how they ended up in this situation and how they plan to credibly deal with these challenges. Companies not yet exposed for wrongdoing fear reading about themselves in the headlines and try to learn from the mistakes of others. The companies, their board of directors, and their management have plenty of statements fine-tuned by the communications department, as everyone wants to do the right thing. But how are these words put into action, and is the action leading to real and lasting change? Dedication and competence in business ethics, compliance and managing corporate conduct not only keeps companies out of trouble, but also protects shareholder value, creates healthier organizations, enables business opportunities, and can be a competitive advantage over time. Despite the ever-increasing pace of the corporate world, it is surprising to see the lagging change in corporate conduct. A recent survey, Note 1, indicates that more than one-third of employees see a conflict between their company's corporate values and the way in which business actually is conducted. The same survey shows that 3 out of 10 were worried about negative consequences for themselves personally if they raised concerns, and 1 in 5 have seen people turning a blind eye to inappropriate behavior. Another survey, Note 2, indicates that 1/3 of directors and senior managers would justify offering cash payments to win business. Over 50% of the respondents had information or concerns about misconduct in their organization, and almost half of these, 48%, had felt pressure to withhold this information, and more than half, 56%, chose not to report. When challenged about misconduct, research indicates, Note 3, that companies spend more time and effort denying or refusing allegations of misconduct than actually doing something about it. Why these disappointing statistics? Why is there not a more visible impact from corporate statements and ambitions? We believe there is a will to change corporate behavior, but is the way clear? We believe that achieving the right corporate conduct requires more than statements to do the right thing and relying on an assumption or aspiration of good corporate culture. In the community of ethics and compliance professionals, there is constant discussion about what is most important, culture or rules. We believe the simple answer is both. Determination, transparent discussions, consistent decisions, and systematic approach are required to manage corporate conduct. Lasting change and a culture of doing things right does not come about by itself. It requires actions that speak louder than words. On the reception wall of the telecommunications company,